Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to mortgage protection, trust Zurich. Get the advice you need from a financial broker today.
Now, inflation up, interest rates up, petrol prices up. After another series of cost of living blows just this week, pressure is growing on the government to bring in an emergency budget separate from the annual budget scheduled for the autumn, with further measures to help those struggling. Government has so far resisted those calls, with the finance minister, as you heard there in the news headlines just today, saying that he has already spent well over €1 billion in new measures this year alone. But the Irish Examiner today quotes two anonymous ministers as saying the government won't be able to wait until autumn for more action. I'm joined now by Sinn Féin spokesperson on enterprise, trade and employment, Louise O'Reilly, and by Fianna Fáil Senator Lisa Chambers. And you're both very welcome to the programme this evening. Lisa, I might start with yourself first. I don't have to tell you, people are really hurting. What is the rationale for waiting until October?
Yeah, look, the government do want to acknowledge, of course, we know people are hurting and cost of living is hitting right across the country. And it's not unique to Ireland. It's happening in the UK. It's across the EU. It's in the US. So this is a global issue. And there are lots of reasons contributing to that. Not only the war in Ukraine, but a lot of the issues still stemming from the pandemic and dealing with that those 2 years we've just come through. So the government is still on track to publish its budget as planned in October. But the government are keeping a weekly check on the situation and will introduce emergency measures as needed, as has been done already in the last number of months. And we have already seen about €2 billion worth of measures implemented, the €200 energy credit, the special payment on the fuel allowance, the reduction on petrol and diesel prices of 20 cent and 15 cent. Public transport is down 20% since April. So there have been a suite of measures already introduced. But what's really important, and I think the finance minister has made this point as well, that we can't allow any government decision around budgetary measures to make the inflation situation any worse. And okay, we are in a very uncertain time. We are seeing inflation in a way we've never seen it really in more than three decades. So this is a very uncertain economic time. So what we need is stability, we need steadiness, and we can't put too much money into the economy that might actually result in prices going further in the wrong direction. So it is a really difficult balancing act, and that's
all right.
Why.
Yeah, no, and
the
I understand that. And I hear you talking about stability and steadiness, and they sound like great words that we'd all like, but I'm imagining being the person who is looking at my weekly budget this week and thinking, now I have to choose, as we heard from St. Vincent de Paul just yesterday on the show, I have to choose between whether I feed my kids or I pay the rent. What use is stability, talk of stability and steadiness to those people right now when they're being told there will be no help for the sake of stability and steadiness until October?
Look, what I want to say to people in that situation is, of course, we understand that people are under a considerable pressure. What we don't want to do is to make the situation worse. And by putting too much money into the economy, and that's not just me saying it, I'm as a layperson, but that's what economists are telling us, that's what IFAC are telling us. We have to manage our way through this situation. And this isn't just an Irish situation. So there have been targeted measures, and that's why things, like the reduction...
Limited targeted measures, Lisa. The majority of the measures have been introduced have not been targeted.
Well, €2 billion worth of measures. We are trying to target those
in terms of the targeted ones.
The
vast majority of those measures were not targeted.
Well, we are trying to look after those most in need. And we know even from the last budget that there were increases in social welfare, there were reductions in taxation. It is a difficult situation to deal with, but we have to manage our way through it.
Yeah.
I
know you'll accept that those increases in social welfare in the last budget were not even in line with inflation at that time, which I think was running at around 2 or 3%.
Yeah,
now,
no,
with inflation
I
running at 8%, you can understand somebody trying to live on social welfare who didn't even get an increase in line with inflation of 3%, how they must be struggling to pay the bills.
I absolutely can, and I do sympathise, and I know that it's a really difficult situation for people to deal with. What I want to do is to reassure people that the government are watching this week on week. We know the cost of living is hurting people. It is the number one issue that we are dealing with. What I'm trying to say to people is that what we don't want to do is to take any measure, any budgetary measure that could potentially make the situation worse. And that is on the foot of very strong advice from economists, from the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, that if we do too much, we could actually make the situation worse. But I think think it's important to point to some positives. We have almost full employment in the country. There are significant savings in the country as well.
That's not where we're just to reassure people. We know not everything is bad, but this is bad, and that's what we're talking about today. Louisa Riley, I come to you on that. And that point being made, you know, very straightly by Lisa there, that there is advice, and it's not just from Irish economists. We hear it internationally. When in a time of hyperinflation like we're seeing at the moment, you do have to be careful not to pump too much more money into the economy, because you can embed that inflation.
Yeah, well, and I listened to Lisa talking about stability and steadiness, and I can tell you, and the people who come into my constituency clinics can tell you, there is nothing less steady and more chaotic than poverty, than not knowing if you are going to be able, despite working all week, not knowing if you're going to be able to put a fill of diesel into the car next week to be able to get yourself to work, not knowing if you're going to be able to pay your rent. So we acknowledge, and we have acknowledged, that the government cannot do everything, but we do believe that the government can and should do more. And I think, you know, when you talk to people and you know, it's something that we have encountered quite a lot, you know, people who are working hard all week, they're getting to the end of the week, people who would be on middle incomes and low incomes, hard work, backbreaking work, you know, most of the time, and they get to the end of the week and they're having less and less. And now for people who had savings, those savings are gone.
What is Sinn Féin proposing then, and how do you propose in your proposals not to fall into that trap of actually making things worse?
Well, nobody wants to make things worse. We want to ensure that people, but there is nothing, you know, I think I really need to make this point here. People are facing awful choices. I mean, you quoted from the St. Vincent de Paul. They will tell you what they are seeing in terms of people who are working coming to the St. Vincent de Paul, people they have never seen before. And those people cannot wait the months and months it's going to take for the budget. Because remember, when the budget comes in, the measures that the government bring in on budget day very often don't kick in for several months. So you're talking about people waiting a very, very long time. They really can't. So what we want to see is a cash payment of €100 for people on middle incomes, 30 to 60,000, 200 for people on low incomes. We also think the government should respond to the fact that even before inflation started to spiral out of control, we were already paying the highest rent and the highest childcare rates in the European Union. And, you know, these are real costs for people every single day of the week. Rents in my constituency in Fingal have risen by 15% in the last year. Okay, you know, wages are not keeping track with that. Social welfare most definitely is not keeping track with
that. All right, but in terms of proposals, like, if Sinn Féin were in government tomorrow, can I take it you'll be introducing an emergency budget?
Yes,
now?
Of course.
Yes,
we've been calling for an emergency budget, Sarah, for months.
Okay, so I just wanted to clarify that. So in that emergency budget, you're talking about this cash payment of between €100 and €200 for people, depending on their income. Do you accept that that'll be gone, you know, within a couple of weeks, as we saw with the €200 energy rebate that the government has already paid to people?
It'll be spent quickly.
Yes,
it will, of course, be spent quickly. And that's why it has to be part of a suite of measures. So,
okay,
you know, we need to see an increase in the minimum wage. We need to see an increase in social welfare payments for the working age weekly social welfare rates, which, as you pointed out yourself, did not keep pace with inflation, even when inflation was relatively low back at the time of the last budget. We want to see a discretionary debt utility fund. And the reason we want to see that is because people are having to make very hard choices about heating and eating. And that's not,
Let's bring Lisa back in then. You've heard there, Lisa, what Louise is proposing. Do you really think any of those measures is going to make the inflation situation worse, as you've outlined?
Well, being honest about it, Sarah, I'm not an economist, so I can't say for certain. But the advice we're getting very strongly is not to put too much money into the economy, because that is a significant risk that you do take. So I listened to what Louise is saying. I mean, you asked her a very direct question. Can you be sure that the measures you're proposing won't do that? And she didn't answer your question, despite speaking for about 3 minutes. So, I mean, it sounds very good to say we're just going to give everybody €100 or €200. And as you said, I don't think that's going to make a huge difference in the long run. It'll be gone in a week or two. And in terms of the minimum wage, the government has already committed to a living wage and is going to start consultation in the coming weeks with ICTU and IBAC and others to deliver on that. And then in terms of social welfare payments had already increased in the last budget and they will increase again in the coming budget. And there was already measures introduced around the fuel allowance to assist people as well on lowest income. So we are targeting supports at the lowest paid, which is similar to what's happening in Northern Ireland where Sinn Féin are in government. So
Louise,
I don't think we're disagreeing
sorry,
on a whole lot.
Can I just finish my point,
Louise?
The OECD,
the point
Lisa,
that Louise is making.
Can I just finish my point?
Hold on one second.
can I please finish my point?
Sorry, hold on one second. Lisa, briefly finish your point. I want to make the point
that we have the summer economic statement next month and the budget is due in 3 months. So it's not as though we're waiting months and months for a budget. So when Louise is saying that we're going to have a mini budget this week or next week, maybe ask the question, what difference will it actually make? And from what Louise is saying, it'll make absolutely no difference whatsoever. But it sounds very populist and it sounds very popular.
All right, Louise.
Okay, so for people who can't afford to heat their homes and feed their family, an emergency cash payment will make a huge difference. It's quite shocking that Lisa wouldn't know that. But the OECD have noted in their report, I'm not an economist either, that the largely untargeted measures which are provided by Lisa's government implemented, such as the electricity target, provided only limited protection to poorer households. So we need to focus and target measures that will actually get help get people to the end of the week. The OECD further noted that the likelihood of wage price spiral and contributing to that spiral is quite low, actually. So therefore, I can say that the measures that we are calling for will make things better for people on ordinary and low incomes, because those are the people who are at the business end of the refusal by the government to acknowledge that there is a crisis. And on the one hand, we have the Minister for Finance, who is ruling out absolutely any further measures. But then on the other hand, we have Lisa saying, quite populist if I might, that the government is watching this on a week by week basis and may intervene. But if you're struggling to feed your family this week, or if you're struggling to put a fill of diesel into your car, you want to know what the government are going to do now. And they could immediately reduce the costs of diesel and reduce the cost of petrol.
All right, Lisa,
there are things that the government can do. They could introduce a proper rent freeze. They could ensure that renters get a month's rent back.
And you've made those points. I'll come back to you on that, because there is really, I mean, we were told for the last couple of weeks that it'll all be happening in the budget. And then Pascal Donoghue today again saying the focus is on the budget. He didn't say it'll all be happening in the budget. He said his focus is on the budget. So there was a slight change in the tone of what he was saying there today. And now, as Louisa said, you're saying week to week is what the government is doing. So is it week to week or the budget? You know, what can we expect here? There seems to be mixed messages.
Well, first of all, the minister has not ruled out taking any measures in the interim period. What he has ruled out is a mini budget in advance of the planned budget in October. So the government are keeping an eye on the cost of living issue every week. Of course they are. It's the top issue in the country. It's the one that's concerning all of us. And, you know, like Louise, I'm meeting people in the constituency. All public representatives are. And we know how much people are struggling with this.
Yeah.
In terms of emergency measures.
You know, what do you say to them when they're saying to you, we have to choose between food and feeding our children and paying the rent? You know, do you feel comfortable saying to them that we'll be announcing things in October, which will then have to go into a social welfare bill or a finance bill, which will go through the House and might not be actually through in terms of through the House of the Oireachtas until January, might not be actually implemented until February or March? You know, do you feel comfortable saying that to them? Do you think that that's good governance?
But what I'm also saying to them, Sarah, with respect, is that the government are watching this on a weekly basis and will, if necessary, introduce emergency measures as needed, which is separate from the budget. So it's not as though no action can or will not be taken. But the point that we're trying to make is that we have to really carefully manage the situation. No government wants to see their people hurting, but also no government wants to introduce a budget policy that could potentially make things worse. And that's the advice that we're working on. So we are targeting supports. We are trying to look after those most affected. But you cannot spend your out of an inflationary period. You have to manage things in a safer way. So, you know, throwing out 100 quid or 200 quid here and there, you know, that's fine for a week or two. That's not going to assist people in the long run. We'll make sure that we will manage our way out of this and we will protect people as best as we can. But you have to acknowledge that there are issues outside of the government's control, like the war in Ukraine, like the issues pent up in the last 2 years because of the pandemic,
government could potentially
No, we understand
that.
Protect
we understand
against
that, but
everything.
We also understand that economists are telling us that there is room here for the government to spend if they want to, despite those outside issues. Having said that, Louise, Pascal Donoghue also mentioned today, obviously we know interest rates are rising and therefore the cost of borrowing is going to be rising. And he was saying as a result of that, he wants to make sure that Ireland is borrowing the least that it can manage because the cost of actually borrowing is going up. Can you accept that? And under Sinn Féin's proposals, would you need to be borrowing more given interest rates are going up?
Well, I mean, if we look at what the ESRI had said in their quarterly bulletin, the government, when they brought in the budget, were predicting a deficit of 8.3 billion. It's now projected that there'll be a surplus. So there is, as other economists are pointing out, there is scope there for the government to act. We also know that there's a COVID contingency fund. Some of that as I understand it, 2.5 billion has remained unallocated. And the reason we're calling for a mini budget is because we know that this needs to have taxation measures that are going to match up to what the spend that is needed. But what I don't hear from government, and you know, Lisa didn't answer your question, you know, what does she say to those people? What does she say to the people who, and I know obviously Lisa is a senator, so she doesn't have a constituency as such, but she meets people in her own community, and I'm sure they are asking her what the government are going to do. And the notion that you have to wait until October, I find it very hard, I have to say, to try to explain to my constituents when they're in my clinics and they're telling me that they are absolutely struggling. I can't explain to them why the government don't seem to get it and seem to be so far out of touch that it just doesn't seem to penetrate. And yet we're being told by Lisa and expected to believe that they watch it on a week by week basis. If they're watching it on a week by week basis, if they're really listening to people in their own areas, they will understand that people cannot take much more. They need government action now.
All right. Final word to you on that, Lisa.
I think it's a very easy thing to say that, you know, the government are not listening or out of touch, which we know is not the case. We know the government are very much listening. But what Louise hasn't acknowledged is that if you put too much in, you could make things worse. And she still hasn't answered that question about any of those policies that they're proposing, whether that would happen. I think it's quite likely that it would. I think what we would say to people is that we are watching this every week.
She did mention the OECD has looked at this and said that when you're giving it to people on low wages, that it doesn't affect inflation.
Mm-hmm. And that will be looked at, and that is being looked at every week, as I said. But there is a budget plan for just 3 months' time. It's not a million miles away. The government will watch this as closely as possible over the next number of weeks.
4 months.
But I think it's important
4 months, and
say
the measures in the budget, Lisa, as you know, many of them won't come in until early in 2023. So you are asking people effectively to wait for a very long time, and you should be honest with
but
them.
But I think in terms of honesty, Louise, it would be important to point out as well that you're making out that a mini budget will solve all of the problems. It won't. I think we have to be honest and say that this
We've
is something we have
said,
to manage
Lisa,
our way through.
We know you can't do everything, but you
we
can
have to manage our way through this, and
you
it is going to be difficult.
More,
but you have to be honest.
All
right.
And we've been
honest
with people.
You have to be honest that it's not going to be fixed in one
budget. No doubt we're going to come back to this over the next couple of weeks. And thank you very much for joining us this evening. Just a couple of texts before we leave this topic. One person says it should be remembered that those who are suffering the most are on low incomes, who for the most part are outside the tax net. Tax cuts are no use to people because people who don't pay tax because their jobs pay so little. These are the people who need help, not people who have reasonable incomes. Another person says raising the threshold for the USC would be an immediate relief for workers. There's a tax cut. I heard today that the government is taking in an additional €300 million per month on fuel. I don't know if that's right or not. And another person says, I'm on less than €60,000. I don't want €100 because I only have to pay for it in tax. Regardless, says Paddy. Lots of talk about tax there. Let us know what you think to 51551.